Hi everyone, welcome to the Foundational Skills in Life Sciences podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Synaptologica. In this short episode today, I would like to give you four sets of links to the items that will be beneficial for you in our mini-series. I have listed the links in the episode description. The episode description is the section with my comments for this episode. You will find it usually right below the title of this episode in your favorite app. The three sets of links are to the three papers that were written by the laureates of the Nobel Prize for Physiology or Medicine 2023. They are Dr. Carrico and Dr. Wiseman. Another set of links is to the YouTube video that the Nobel Committee used to announce the laureates of the 2023 Nobel Prize. This is the video that I often refer to as the Nobel Committee presentation video in this mini-series. If you are my good listener and you have listened to the last episode, episode number 16, that is great. This episode will be a natural extension of the last one. There, we have talked about how to read the axis labels of a graph, and you will be able to see them using the links here that I'm going to provide you today. But if this is your first time to be in my podcast, please start listening from episode number 7. That was the start of the mini-series on reading a paper written by the Nobel laureates. Here are brief comments about the four sets of links. Three sets of links for three papers. The three papers are our milestone articles 1, 2, and 3. They laid the foundation of the laureates' work that eventually led to the Nobel Prize in 2023. Milestone Article 1 was published in the journal Immunity in the year 2005. Milestone Article 2 was published in the journal Molecular Therapy in the year 2008. And Milestone Article 3 was published in the journal Nucleic Acids Research in the year 2010. For each paper of them, I have included three links. The first URL is a link to the DOI of the article. DOI stands for the Digital Object Identifier. It is the permanent URL that will remain unchanged even in the future. So this ensures a reliable link to the paper. If you click the DOI, it will bring you directly to the webpage of the paper. The second URL is a link to the PDF file of the paper. And the third URL is a link to the PubMed identifier or a PubMed reference number for the paper. PubMed is a literature database. It is prepared by the U.S. governmental agency and it is a free resource. If you click the PubMed link, it will bring you to a PubMed webpage for the paper with some related information about the paper. You can click a link there to go to the paper website shown by the first link. A link to the PubMed identifier is how we often share information about a paper with colleagues. So for each paper, I have listed three links. You can use either of them to enjoy reading the article. All three papers are open access papers. This means that you can access those papers and read them for free online. And you do not need to pay for subscriptions, or you do not need login credentials. For the information about the copyright and the user license for each paper, please see the bottom of the paper's webpage by using the first links to the papers. One set of links for a YouTube video. Another set of links is to the YouTube video of the Nobel Committee presentation. I have included two links that will lead to the same YouTube video. The first URL is a link to the official Nobel Prize webpage for the announcement. When you click the link, a webpage will appear. You can find the YouTube video embedded right under the heading Prize Announcement. Click the video to begin watching it. The presentation will start at about 2 minutes and 20 seconds. It will last about 9 minutes. This presentation is very useful for us. The second URL is a link to the source video on YouTube. I have added the timestamp to the link. So if you click the link, the video is ready to start at 2 minutes and 20 seconds, right before the presentation starts. I hope all these links will be helpful for you. This is it for today. Your action. Click the link to the Milestone Article 1, open the paper, and look at the two figure panels in the paper. One is a figure 2B, B as in boy, that we discussed in the last episode. And the other is figure 3D, D as in dog, which is our milestone graph. It is such an important graph that the Nobel Committee showed it in the presentation video as one of only two data slides. Thank you for joining me in today's short episode of Foundational Skills in Life Sciences. I'm Dr. Synaptologica. I'm looking forward to connecting with you again. I'll see you soon. Bye for now.